This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back to the Caesar Superdome, where Deuce McAllister is standing by after a 35-14 Saints victory. And Deuce, how are those banged up black and gold doing after this one?
Hurting. That's how they're doing. But I'm going to give you the LCMC health update. LCMC health, 8 hospitals, 1 promise of keeping you well. 1 guy that left the game, Eric McCoy, with the growing injury. I do not think it's serious. I mean, he was out on the sideline there at the end for a long time. I think it's more scar tissue kind of breaking up and a little soreness. And so he's one to keep your eye on. Another guy that ended up leaving but came back in was Cesar Ruiz. Another guy, Foster Moreau, had the shoulder injury after making a catch that got called back on the holding penalty. Kind of shoulder chest injury. That was Foster Moreau. I mean, and so a lot of guys hurting, banged up. You get the bye week. Hopefully they can recover, and, you know, we can kind of see how the rest of these games kind of shake out. But that is the LCMC health update. LCMC health, 8 hospitals, 1 promise of keeping you well.
Sure, hoping McCoy's okay, but boy, oh boy, that offense was back in full throttle today. We saw Derek Carr passing for 2 touchdowns, and obviously the big star of the day, Taysom Hill. He had 2 turnovers, but sure made up for it in a big way.
Well, he definitely made up for him. I mean, even though you had, 35 on the board, you should have easily had 40-plus points on the board. You just left some opportunities out there, and you just got to be able to clean some stuff up. Just some little things that you've got to be able to get clean. And then defensively, it's communication. They used a little bit of how you play against you as far as some of the switch releases and some of the combination of routes that they use. Way too many yards that you gave up. At the end of the day, it's a victory. I know you don't want to be giving up 400 yards, though, at any time of the day. You know, you talk about bending and don't breaking. Saints defense, you bent way too much. But like I said, it is a victory.
Deuce, you look at it, there were some substitution issues today, and obviously, honestly, that's been a problem throughout the season. What can this team do to fix that heading into the bye week?
Well, a lot of it is because you play so many different people. You play so many different groupings as far as people, and so I don't know who's in, who's out, particularly on the back end. You know, I had a new corner that comes in, you know, and I rotate some of my defensive linemen. And on dime, I play 3 down, I play 4 down. You play so many people, a lot of those guys have to be a lot closer. And so it's either reducing some of the things that you do or, you know, from a rotation standpoint, maybe not playing as many guys. And so that's always going to be on the players and the coaches.
Obviously, we're going to enjoy this one, a 2-game win streak now after the 7-game skid. But what does this team do now? Obviously, rest and recover is the big one heading into the bye. But what else can they do, Deuce?
Well, that's really what it is. I mean, nothing really that you can control. It's rest and recover. And, you know, see, you've done 2 in a row before. Now the question is, can you get to 3? You get a bye week. You know, you don't want what happened to you earlier in the year where you won 2 and then you lost 7. Now it's be able to clean up some of those little things, some of the mistakes. You've got another opportunity to play at home here in a couple of weeks. And so you're going to play a really, really good team and a quarterback that's very similar to what you saw today. And so they're going to run a lot of boots. They're going to run a lot of motion stuff. And he's going to look to extend the play. And, you know, the Saints, you've got to be able to stop the run. They did a pretty decent job of that today, but you know that defensive front that the Rams have, they'll get after you pretty good.
Awesome stuff today, Deuce. Obviously a victory Monday is well deserved. Enjoyed your call, and have a great bye week yourself.
All right, no problem. Thank you.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.